house than
here.
I
didn't know that. I bet you're getting warm at your house.
Yes, sir. Put it on.
Got a good stove.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. I better make a puff. You can brush yourself off with it.
Ooh,
or you can scrape up your dishes where it scratched your eggs are stuck or something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
And scrap it and use it. It's a nylon puff. And I gave all of my people that was at my birthday the other day party, I gave them one.
What, you had a party?
Well, they had it. Well, the lady in town had a party for me, my birthday.
Oh.
And so I gave all of them one.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Christmas, I gave my church friends, some old friends I have at church, I gave them all one, too, for my Christmas.
Well, you just work
on
them.
I just make them
all the time.
Yeah, I have to do something.
That's right.
Don't we have to do something?
That's right.
Yes, we do.
I never could do this.
You couldn't do that.
No.
Well, it's not hard.
Well,
you can
not
get out
when
the,
you know.
Yeah, not when you know.
Mm-hmm.
When we were growing up and all, I was just thinking about this cold morning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a girl, I remember getting up and going out and milking.
Oh, yes. You'd get cold sometime.
Oh, my. Don't you think that was the coldest
it
thing
was
to do?
The ugly thing. But it had to be done.
It had to be done. That's right. We had to have milk and butter.
That's right.
And we didn't
and
have.
That was the best we ever had.
The best we ever had.
That you go out there and get from your own kind.
Yeah.
Churn.
Your own cow.
Make your own butter. That's butter.
Oh, butter.
Mm-hmm.
You've churned. You've done that, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am.
I have too.
Then I like the clabber milk.
Yeah, clabber.
Put in some, eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
You don't see that now.
No.
That day is past and gone.
You sure don't. You know that day is past.
But
you
don't forget it.
No, we don't forget. Mm-hmm. That's the reason this cold morning made me think of what it was to get up and go out in the cold and work.
Mm-hmm.
And do something like that. And I did when I was a girl. We had cows. We had some cows and I had the milk.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't milk after I was married, though. I told my husband
didn't.
I didn't know how to milk.
So he had the milk.
Well, I had other things to do.
That's right.
And so he did it. But that was one thing I remembered that was real cold to do, that I had to do. My mother was sick a lot, and so I didn't do too much cooking, but then I knew a little, not much, but I did do things like that.
That's right.
Yes, so. Yeah, that we used to eat clabber milk with a spoon.
Uh-huh. I like buttermilk.
You do.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You eat clabber?
What?
You eat clabber?
Yes, if I could get in.
That's one thing we don't have anymore here.
We don't have clabber no more, but we were talking about how good it was when we used to go out to the pen and milk our cow. Bring the milk in the kitchen and the milk clabber there. Get some oil to eat and put the oven churn.
Churn it.
Make butter.
Yeah.
That was butter then.
That
was
butter then, yeah.
And buttermilk.
Yeah.
And so we don't have as good buttermilk even now as we used to have.
No.
We churn and we'd leave little there'd be a little skimmed of butter kind of in the milk.
In the milk.
That's right, in the buttermilk.
And the buttermilk. And so it really would be real good.
Look at that. They're just sick up there, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm. I see them.
Your birds?
Yeah, yes. them little sparrows, they're little chippies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, they're so small, Miss Daisy, if you didn't have them right outside your window, you couldn't see them.
You couldn't see them.
And this way,
well,
they...
Well, now, look like the big boys left so they could get some.
Well, the big birds did... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the big birds, I bet they're not flying around much today, though. I don't know where they can get something to eat. Too much wind.
That's right. And cold wind.
Yeah. Now, you see that little titmouse sitting on the stump?
Mm-hmm.
He's a little titmouse. Now, he's one of the cutest things you ever saw. They used to spend the winter up there where Mamu lives. If you kept feed out for them, they'd just spend the winter there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there all the time. And one thing they just can't resist is a sunflower seed. They come and get a sunflower seed and take it off on the wood, on the limb and hold it and just shell it.
He got to get it open before he can eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and get it open. Uh-huh. And he'd sit there and do that. We used to have a boy that stayed with us, and he would try to keep the squirrels away from the birds. Bird thing. And he just tried to, everything he could think of. He'd shoot little old billets that time to shoot them, bang them. And he'd go out and he'd put tin across the thing in some way so that he couldn't, they thought they couldn't run up the wire to get to it. We'd run wires, you know, to the window and all. And the squirrels would just come and just climb that wire, climb it around. Have you seen them do that? Just upside down. They just go around and around up this wire to get to this place. Well, what did you think about that storm the other night? Wasn't it?
That was bad.
It certainly was.
I had a man say, yes, did he? He said, down here below, he called the name of the place, but I can't say that. Said it was a man told him it was hail fell at this place, big as a baseball.
Good night.
Sunday evening.
Sunday evening?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I told him, I said, well, ain't nothing left there but the ground.
I said, true. The baseball.
Now,
all that hail has
been that large.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard of hail being big as a baseball.
Some big, but not that big. No.
I've heard folks say, well, hail fell sickness is big as a hen egg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it like that at home. Big as a marble.
Yeah, I have
but,
too.
Not but big as a ball. Told them they got to fix houses and do plenty of things if hail fell at that big.
Oh my gracious. People, they really just knocked the houses down, tear them down, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And it won't be yes. Well, when you think about it, that's big, isn't it?
That's big.
Yeah.
And then you know it's got weight
on it, yeah.
Hidden against things.
Yeah, so.
And the wind mostly be blowing.
Yeah. It'd be going on. Wind would be going on.
That's right.
Yeah. Well. It says the sun's all shining today, but it says it'll be cold tonight.
Yeah. But it's still cold out there.
Yeah, it's still cold. That wind makes it awful. Awful cold. Well, they got snow up where I live, though. They've got this cold weather and snow, too.
It's snowing up there now?
Yeah, it was snowing yesterday, last night. And not very too far from where I live. It said it was four above and it was going to get zero that night, last night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, they're up there, though. The houses are awful, made strong and
that's
heavy.
Right.
And
that's right.
And the furnaces.
The one
got
thing
furnaces.
About up there and in Georgia, but when it gets cold, it stays.
Yes, it stays. It stays
cool. When you dress for winter, you can stay dressed.
Yeah.
But here, it's freezing today, and day after tomorrow is hot.
Sunday it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sunday it was hot. Faye was coming in saying, "Whoop, just so hot. It's so hot.
Yeah,
all the windows and doors open." That makes us take cold, too, a lot of times. Yes, sir. How's Ben feeling?
Well, he's feeling better.
Well, good. He's had a good rest now.
Yes, and he's feeling
you've taken
well
good
better.
Care of him.
That's right. That's one thing I think was wrong with it. He didn't take no care of himself.
No.
Mm-hmm. He just run down and weak and sick.
Yeah.
Well, I feed him three times. You know, when he first come, he wouldn't half eat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And most he did was sleep.
Yeah.
But he don't sleep so much now.
He don't?
No.
But
he eat and he long. Sit down, toe.
Not much to do around the place, though, is it?
No.
No.
But he helps
bringing
get in wood and things like that.
Yeah, you burn wood in your stove.
Yes, ma'am.
You have any trouble getting wood? You don't have much.
No, I haven't had no trouble this winter getting wood. My boy, he been bringing me wood.
Where did you get it? From some?
Where did get it? But I think, you know, they grubs up and fixing for ranching, throw down trees and things.
Yeah.
Well, they're glad for somebody to get it off the ground where the grass can grow.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the way he gets lots of
Wood.
Wood. Mm-hmm. Yes. He got me some oak wood, some pine, and then he got me some fat lighted.
Oh, fat that will catch on quick.
Catch quick.
Mm-hmm. That's kindling, what we call kindling.
Well, I still call it that.
You still call it kindling? Yeah.
Yes.
Just put a little of that in with a little paper or something.
And lay a little piece of paper in there.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Had you rather live here in Florida than up in Georgia where you was raised?
Well,
I guess it's a different way.
Yes,
different
yes,
time
different
of life.
That's right. Well, when I was in Georgia, I was satisfied.
You were satisfied and happy, yeah.
So, I'm here and
you were married in Georgia, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
You were married there and then
I'm married there. Mm-hmm. Brought my family here.
Yeah, you already had your family before you came
before
to Florida.
Before I come here.
Mm-hmm.
My children were small, but I had them.
Uh-huh.
I ain't had none since I've been here.
Uh-huh.
So, I try to make myself satisfied.
Well, Daisy,
I
do too. Whatever I'm doing, I try to be satisfied.
Be satisfied.
Yes. Well, I think that is what makes people happy.
That's right.
If you're always disturbed about something,
you don't get a thing out of life.
No, that's right.
Worry.
Just worry.
Well, I don't like that.
No.
Well, I'm home. Well, this is my home. Well, I'm happy. I like to be here. If I'm going to work, I'm going on and work. It don't bother me.
Not a bit.
Well, that's my job.
Yeah.
I belong on it.
Yeah.
And I'm going.
And you're glad?
You know, lots of folks, they worry too much.
Yeah.
They think work is so hard and this, that, and the other. Well, it's because they're lazy. They don't want to do it.
So, yeah, they're just lazy. That's right. Well, I reckon so. Sometimes I think so. People who are lazy maybe are not well. We think they're lazy, but maybe they're just not well.
Some folks make themselves sick. I know that. They think they're sick, and but they just need to get up and move.
And get up and move.
That's right. Well, you don't feel bad. Now, I don't feel good all the time.
No, and I don't either.
No.
No.
But I goes on.
You just go on.
Sometimes I get up in the morning, I feel pretty bad. So I get up and get my coffee, get to doing something around there. Finally, I get my little bit of breakfast, and I can get kind of straightened out then.
Yeah. And go on.
Going on. That sluggish feeling, it's going on.
Yeah.
In the air, going somewhere, it's going away from me.
You get to feeling pretty good.
That's right.
When you get interested in getting up. I've been having a little trouble with my knee lately. I don't know what's been going up and down. I guess as older we get, well, get a little rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my biggest trouble.
It's
my legs.
Your legs. Do the leg ache.
So I tell them. Well,
I put the hot pad on me. I have a hot pad in there and put on my knee the other night, and I thought I turned it off. I went on sleeping on. I don't like to leave it on when I'm asleep.
That's right.
And I thought it turned off, so I turned it on high. And it woke me up after a while. And I was so hot. Ooh, I was hot there. So I immediately then turned it off right. But I just turned it the wrong way. And I really got hot. I don't know whether it does any good or not, but I just imagine it does anyway. Feels maybe a little better sometimes. Faith's got on pants this morning, hadn't you? I thought about putting on some myself. And I decided not to.
How many sweaters did I have on?
Four.
Yeah, on four.
Four sweaters.
That sounds like my other daughter. It don't sound like her, though.
How many you got on?
Two.
She got on two. Yeah. She says that old sluggish feeling she gets up and goes around and says it just goes away somewhere when she gets up and goes to work. She sometimes feels sluggish that way, and I do too. Like I don't want to do anything. Well, how about the Richardson's baby, a grandbaby? Do they
just
bring it
fine.
Over? Do you ever get to see it? No.
Yes. See, I go work every Friday and Saturday morning.
And
where
they bring
see
it.
Its grandmother keeps it.
Oh, she does.
Its mother work.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I bet it's teaching school. So, you see, Miss Lois, she quit.
And she's letting her daughter-in-law then do the work.
So the children is working and she is taking care of the baby.
Oh,
well, that's a job.
And so
to
she,
take care of it.
You mean all the week? Does she take care
yes,
of it all
ma'am.
The week?
Take care of all the week.
Now, how old is it
every
now?
Day she, what? She take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some days she don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Why she keep it upset.
Mm-hmm. And she teaches school.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, a boy or a girl?
Good.
Girl.
Don't ask me what's your name.
You don't know the name?
I don't know anything.
Is it a hard name?
Oh, these late babies' names is hard to me.
That's right. They're not
just common.
Common names.
Mm-hmm.
They're something else.
Something else.
Well, it's getting pretty good size now, though, isn't
it's
it?
It's a big baby. Miss Miles, how old is that baby? When was he born? December?
I just don't remember.
I don't either.
Well, it's not walking, though.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not setting up yet.
Oh, it's not setting up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Oh, I was thinking good job.
But she is a big one.
But big. Big girl.
Mm. This big girl.
Well, that makes Miss Lois have more work to do around the place then, don't
mm-hmm.
it? Oh, does your work, you don't do as much
no,
as you used
I
to,
don't
though,
do
you?
Much. I go Friday morning. I go Saturday morning. And she got a
electric
dishwasher.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everything electric. The house remodeling.
You don't yeah. have to wash dishes now.
No, she put them in there, wash them.
But you just do ironing mostly.
Just do ironing mostly. Little house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a new house. So it's not much to do.
Not much to do. It's a clean old new house. But, where does the boy live? Does he live up in...
Live in McIntosh.
McIntosh. Well,
him
happened.
And his wife live in McIntosh.
Mm-hmm.
His
well,
sister, she's in Lakeland. She teaches school down there.
Mm-hmm. She hadn't married.
No, her good. The girl ain't married.
Mm-hmm. You've been with them a long time.
Yes, ma'am. I was there for them children come there. A long time. Now, I done stayed there and they done got grown and married and got children.
Yes.
You were there when they brought the children in?
Yes, ma'am. A long time before they brought them in.
Did they bring them in together?
Yes,
the same time they got
same time.
Are they twins? They are.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. That really is fun to be so they really didn't have to be separated, and that made it nice for a children.
Mm-hmm.
No. Where little brother and sisters, if they're very devoted, and have to be taken away from each other, and
that's right.
And they don't have any mother and daddy either.
That's right.
Weird.
You know, that's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad, mean? Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't think Ben will go back then, anytime?
I don't know.
You can't tell about him, can you?
No.
If he gets able to do it, while he'll be...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I've got you some split pea soup with ham. You think that'll help you on a cold day?
Sure. I'll go home and have some for my dinner.
Oh, that'll be fine.
I like it a whole lot.
Shoot, give me some of the best soup.
She get, well, I just love soup. She feeds me on soup and it all the time.
Oh, she do?
Yeah.
I love it, too.
I don't but believe I've had any of that split pea soup.
Well, not recently, but we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
guess you better go ahead.
Yes, we'd better. I'll run Miss Daisy down. You can do your dishes, and I'll be back. We'll
okay,
get ready
I'll wash
to go
the
then.
Dishes then.
I'll open the door over here. I have to pull back the drape.
She pulled back the drape, yeah.
Yes.
He put them up last night when the wind was a blowing around.
Well?
Yeah, I see you some more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy. She got on a heavier skirt today.
No, ma'am.
You got on a heavier skirt today.
Yes, ma'am.
Glad to see you. Miss Daisy, I
enjoyed
visit. I'm coming down. You tell her, Faith.
All right. Okay.
Oh, Tilly, is my moon?
Yeah, your moon's warm, though. It's warmer than mine.
I think Faith turned yours down instead of up.
She did, too. I kept expecting to get warmer, but it just looked like it was cold.
Now, this is the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, 9th of February, 1971. Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over around 370. Channel 1 over around 370. And this is a little mic on the little machine. This is a little microphone on the little machine. This is the old system. This is the old system. See, I made three tapes. And this is the old system, the little microphone, the regular microphone I have been using with the little deck that I have been using. The end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 9th of February, 1971, Channel 1 over.
Yeah, pretty little pink perfection one time, little camellia. And I kept it covered up and all around, but about the third year, it got killed. The weather went down to a little bit below zero that time. We don't hardly ever have that kind of weather, though. We have maybe two or three above, just above. So much. It don't ever go down to zero up there where I live. But it gets pretty cold.
We've had some cold days yet this week.
Well, we've had cold days here, haven't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Have you been able to wash on all?
I washed yesterday.
Oh, you did? Before it turned cold.
Before it turned cold. I couldn't wash last week.
You couldn't?
No,
because it was cold all the time.
It was so cold. And I don't get out there when it's so cold.
Uh-huh. But did you and Annie have a good time?
Oh, we did. You know who I wasn't looking for? I wasn't expecting Miss Miles. She come over and told me.
Yeah.
They might come.
Uh-huh.
She said, if they do, I'll come back and let you know.
Yeah, well, she thought about coming and getting you, but then she thought that maybe you was tired and you'd been working maybe Saturday,
yes,
you know.
I was.
And said you might be tired. And
so I had to look
they
out.
Decided. But she said Annie promised that she told Faye she'd stop. They'd stop down there.
Well, they did. They stopped and stayed up good for her.
Well, now that was nice then, because you don't get to see them often, do
no,
you?
No, I don't get to see them unless they come over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just glad.
Well, he came to get some hay. He said he didn't have any hay.
Mm-hmm.
He came to get some hay. Mr. Miles gave him some hay.
I think he'd do it every year. Get him some last year.
Yeah. Well, I think he gave him some, Coleman gave him some potatoes or something, too.
Mm-hmm.
He gives him something around.
He just swaps.
Swaps around, yeah. Swaps. And all. Well, she says she don't even make pies. She says she makes a custard.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't make pies and she don't make cakes. Says she has her cake.
She says that
she don't do much cooking.
No, I don't think so. And she says that they never did have cornbread because Coleman had so much when he was
coming up.
Yeah,
he don't want no more.
He don't want no more cornbread. And she says so. She don't cook cornbread.
Well, I'd have to have me some sometime.
Yes.
Well, does he eat any of it or not? If I'm going to have vegetables, I want bread.
You want the cornbread.
Yeah.
I like cornbread with my greens and
me too.
Cabbage and turnip. Oh, yeah, turnip greens. I love cornbread. A lot of people up north don't know much about cornbread, though. They don't seem to have it up there much. In the north states. I don't know why. No, but
David, you know, it just occurred to me. You know, you said every now and then they'd get in a hurry and Doris and them and just give the money to them other folks over there.
Yeah.
Well, that's when they got parties on and things. And they need
then they don't have time to walk.
I just wondered about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes they don't be having no part. They don't have no part.
They just don't have a part.
No.
Well, now, you got a lot of time. If you go to parties at night, you got a lot of little extra time for it, Miss Daisy.
I don't go to no parties at night, Mr. Mark. My party days is gone.
There. Oh. Shooting some of these birds, you may scare them away.
Yes.
That's what he did.
Just still.
Yours may be gone, but theirs ain't.
No, I don't bother them. Because you see, I don't have money to go over there, get them for. I take time and wash myself.
Then you don't have to worry about getting over there.
No. I couldn't walk over there and pull them. And don't know when they'll ever get anybody to take them, so I just don't fool with them at all, time.
Yeah.
When I get ready to wash, just like yesterday the morning, I got up and it looked pretty nice. Looked like it's going to be a nice day. Well, I said, well, I'm going to wash. I started washing 5 minutes after 10 o'clock, where the heck I'm got warm.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like that. Well, I got through full night. I think I finished about 5 minutes after 3.
Yeah.
And I was through. And I hadn't paid nobody nothing.
Yes.
And my clothes were just clean. They looked cleaner to me than them they bring from the laundromat.
And you wasn't out all that
time.
Transportation.
No.
Now, them old cars cost me. Now, you see, Samuel has a hard time keeping his old car running.
Oh, Mr. Mine is from pitiful. He had to use his ma's about all last week. He started off this week with it. And they were going all day Sunday until I don't know what time last night. But what gets me, he just got it out of his shop Sunday morning.
His car?
Yeah. He just got out of the shop Sunday morning. They picked up that thing and worked at it all the evening till in the night. Sunday night.
And so then he stepped.
Last night, they done the same thing. Then I said, well, sir, I don't see anyone need a can to the shop. If you got to work on all that time, when you first get it out, what need of putting it in there?
Why don't do it at first?
That's right.
save all that money.
Let's get in the car and go back there and see if we can see that cow.
Sure.
Maybe Miss Daisy go with us, or she may have to go home. I don't know.
Oh, she can go see that.
Better go see about that old man.
About that old man.
Yeah.
Well, you tell him you had to go see about an old cow.
But you got to go see about that old man.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, is he doing all right now?
He's better.
He's better. Can he get out and help you work a little bit?
He'll get out and help me. I didn't feel like doing that. Yes, did it?
He didn't. No. What do you do for this rheumatism, this arthritis?
I don't know what to do for it. Some folks say rub with alcohol. That's what I do.
Is that what you do? Well, that's what I've been doing, but it hadn't done my knee any good.
Mother does like you do. She just keeps on going.
Just keeps on going.
You going to take Miss Daisy?
I'll run Miss Daisy down and then be back and go with you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
I enjoyed my visit.
Have you?
Oh,
enjoyed the visit?
Always do.
Yeah, well.
But I thought, she hadn't left me this morning.
Didn't think
I was so long getting ready. You see, my clock, I go with my clock, and her clock ahead of my clock.
Is it ahead of yours?
So,
well, I've had that same trouble.
So
my clock get behind somebody else's, our heads, you know.
Mm-hmm. Look at that apron here with that fancy.
Let's see that. Let's
look
see
at that.
See.
She got that apron with that red on it this morning. I haven't seen this.
She's dialed up this morning.
That's what you see. I wore this apron on here so many times.
I've never have seen it.
Well, we just get to talking, Miss Davis, and don't notice things.
That's it.
Yeah.
We'll be just talking.
Well, goodbye. We'll be seeing you tomorrow.
All right.
Just go talk about that old man.
Oh,
yes. She's the cutest pie in that room. You know, they think she's just like Peggy. That's what, you know, she can just see Peggy never move that Daisy makes.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, she's so sad. Yes, sir, the groundhog's seen his shadow now. Well, you just have to ask Miss Bessie about that. She knows everything.
That's right, she. That's so true. Well, I went around already and I found them all but one.
Yeah, one.
So that knocked down the woods, I guess, somewhere. Well, this is it. Channel 1 over on 500 and 510, and that's the end of this little visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 2nd of February 1971, Groundhog Day. This is Channel 1 over around 510 505 510, Tuesday morning, the 2nd of February 1971, Groundhog Day, and the end of this little visit with Miss Daisy. Mamu came in at the inn. This is Tuesday morning, the 5th of February, 1971, Groundhog Day, and the Channel 1 over, around 5:10 or 15, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy.